Hi, this is Dr. Balakrishna Kurgaonkar from greenheart.in. I'm a trained hypnotherapist and I practice many healing modalities such as Reiki, tarot reading. Most of our audios are going to take you deep into your own quiet space. They are likely to relax your mind and body. You will get into a light or even deep trance or a meditative state. And given all that, we recommend that you do not listen to our recordings during operating any machinery, driving, or anything else, doing anything else that requires your attention. In fact, find yourself a very quiet place where no one will disturb you, and you can give your full and entire attention to the audio. And the environment around you is safe for yourself. But in case anything urgent comes up that requires your attention, you can quickly and easily leave this trance and attend to whatever needs to be attended. And equally easily and quickly, you can come back to where you left it.
Hello, this is Anand Bethe. Let us continue the practice of what we already have done in the last session. Let us try to be in the present moment. And let us try to be really happy. For that, sit in a comfortable position, in any posture, on the floor or in a chair or in the bed, anywhere else. But you need to sit for this meditation. Keep your spine erect, chin parallel to the ground, and gently close your eyes. Now, take a long, deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Again, take a long, deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Now, with the eyes closed, concentrate on different sounds that you can hear. Any sound that comes, you need to catch it, you need to identify it, and you need to move ahead. Catch the different sounds that are coming towards you. This exercise makes you aware and brings you back into the present moment. It's a very effective exercise of hearing the different sounds that are coming to you in the present moment. Now, we'll practice Nadi Shodhan. For that, take a position. Right hand thumb on the right nostril. Close the right nostril. Keep central finger and forefinger on the point between the eyebrows, and breathe in from the left nostril. Now close the left nostril. Hold the breath. Now open the right nostril and slowly breathe out through the right nostril. Now breathe in from the right nostril. Close the right nostril. At this point, both the nostrils are closed. Hold the breath. Open the left nostril and breathe out slowly through the right left nostril. Now breathe in from the left nostril. Using the pinky finger and the ring finger, close the left nostril. At this point, both the nostrils are closed. Now slowly, after holding the breath for a couple of seconds, 4 or 5 seconds, slowly open the right nostril and breathe out. This is the very, very effective pranayam technique to activate 3 most important nadis, Chandra Nadi, Surya Nadi and Sushumna Nadi, in the spinal cord. It also makes you come back in the present moment. It's a very effective exercise. You can now remove your hand and put it on your lap or somewhere else. Be comfortable, be relaxed. Only one thing is, you need to keep your spine erect and chin parallel to the ground. See that there is no tension anywhere else in the body. Now, with the natural inhalation and exhalation, with the natural breathing, connect the breath with vibrational words, Ham Saha. When the breath comes in, you need to mentally chant Hum. When the breath moves out, you need to mentally chant Saha. Hum Saha, Hum Saha. While doing this, your mind may wander away in thoughts, in emotions. The idea of exercise is to make it come back on the given work. And the given work is to concentrate on the breath, inhalation and exhalation, and to connect the breath with the vibrational words Hum Saha. When you inhale, you need to mentally chant Hum. When you exhale, you need to mentally chant Saha. Hum Saha, Hum Saha, Hum Saha. Keep on doing it for a while. As you inhale, you need to mentally chant Hum. As you exhale, you need to mentally chant Saha. Hum Saha, Hum Saha. If you want, you can continue with the practice of Hamsaha, or if you feel that the breath has considerably quietened down, then you can shift your attention to awareness meditation, that is, just be an observer. Start observing your own thoughts. Start observing the emotions that are related with the thoughts. You can also observe the bodily sensations. If there is pain anywhere else in the body, you can observe that. If there is itching somewhere, you need to observe that. But keep in mind, you need to observe. You don't have to react. Just be an observer. Do not react. If there is pain, just observe it. Don't react. Don't move the position that you have taken. If there is itching, just observe it. Don't react. Keep on observing the thoughts. Keep on observing the emotions related to thoughts. Always remember an example that I have given. As if you are sitting on the banks of the river and the river water is flowing and you are looking at it. The water is flowing. Similarly, the chain of thoughts, it is like a river. Chain of thoughts is flowing in your head and you are just observing it. Just observe it. It's not that easy, but with practice, you will start recognizing how you're generating your new thoughts and how the chains of thoughts create different emotions, and those emotions create sensations on your body. Just observe. Just be a very good observer. That's it. You're sitting there, spine erect, eyes closed, and you are just observing yourself. You are just observing your mind. If you feel that the concentration has gone away, bring the attention back for a few moments on the breath. Mentally chant Hamsa or Soham. And then start watching your own thoughts. Start watching your own body. Start watching your own emotions, sensations. Start watching yourself within and without. Go on observing yourself. Go on observing how the human mind works. If you can understand how the mind works, then you will be able to beat it. You will be able to go beyond it. And if you can go beyond your mind, then you are free. And when you are free, you are happy. This starts with observing mind in the present moment, in the present context, with total awareness. Start with the breath. and then start observing your own thoughts, start observing your own emotions, start observing your own sensations. Just be a good observer. That's it. Keep on observing the reality. Keep on observing yourself. Always be in the present moment. Be relaxed. Be aware of the reality. Be mindful. Be happy. Thank you.